3.1.
We interviewed 4 people who run very successful companies. We wanted to find out about the jobs they did before they became their own bosses and ask them about their worst work experiences. This is what they told us. Eva.
During my school holidays, I applied for a job in the women's clothes department of a department store. It was a badly paid job, and I worked long hours. But it was quite a creative job, and in some ways, I enjoyed it. Except for one thing. I didn't enjoy dealing with customers. They were so demanding. One woman reported me to the manager because I wanted to get her a bigger size. Well, she was a big woman. I almost got this sack for that, but instead, they moved me to the furniture department. I hated it. I worked there for 2 weeks, and then I got fired.
Marcus.
On Saturdays, I had a part-time job as a cleaner in an egg factory. I was responsible for the machines. I had to get under the machines and clean the old eggs off them. It wasn't a challenging job. Anyone could do it. But I had to put up with that disgusting smell. It was so horrible that I stopped eating eggs. In fact, it put me off eggs for life. But I'm glad I did it because I was more motivated to pass my exams and get a better job.
Chris.
My worst job was working in a supermarket warehouse. They took me on to work night shifts. It was a boring, repetitive job, and I had to stand for hours without a break. But that wasn't the worst thing. I had 2 managers. Manager A gave me a task to do, and then Manager B came up with a different task. At the end of the shift, I had 2 managers shouting at me for not doing my job well enough. I'm self-employed now. I rarely have a day off, but I'm so happy that nobody can tell me what to do.
Amy.
I was a postwoman one Christmas. It was very tiring because I had to get up at 5 a.m. You couldn't turn up for work 1 minute late. The weather was a bit of a problem, but I like working outdoors. I had to knock at people's doors and some of them had really big dogs. But that wasn't the worst thing. I was much more frightened when I had to deal with their owners. People wanted to know why their mail was late. I found that really stressful. Now that I have my own company, I'm always really nice to the people who bring the post.